Contour shifts. This is a cool one. I really like this one. There's 2-note contour shifts and 3-note contour shifts. We're going to deal with them together because it's pretty much the same concept. A contour shift simply means, you know, contour means the direction of a line. So contour shift simply means you change the direction of a line. And the easiest way to do that is to repeat like a note you're descending, let's say. So I'm taking a C, A minor pentatonic, and I'm descending, right? But two of the notes, I'm going to repeat them so the contour shift was mostly down, but occasionally an up, if you see what I mean. So here it is, like. So mostly the contour was down, but you had that little up bit as well. You can go the other direction if you're going ascending. Right, I'm going to repeat one of the sets of strings and have a little down motion within that up. Here it goes. Well, it came back down, but here we go. That's what I meant. So, and you can do it in multiple places. So if you're, let's say you're generally descending, but you're going to use repeated notes, usually on the same string because it's easier to give a little bit of up motion within the down, it'll sound like this. You know, the contours, those are 2-note contour shifts because I'm repeating 2 notes and making, so, and then that's a down descending. If I'm ascending, right, so I had mostly ups, but I'm repeating 2 notes. And then when you get to 3 notes, this is usually like related to the major scale. So I'm gonna descend if I have a, I'm mostly going down, but I had a few ups in there, if you see what I mean. Here's, that's what the line sounds like, just without any contour shifts. And now here's 3 notes. Right, so, or if I'm ascending, instead of that I'll go, you know, and it sounds really, it sounds really, you know, I don't know, the contrast is, can be exciting if used, if not overused, and used in the right place.